I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hey guys, it's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, and welcome back to another daily check-in. So today I decided to talk a little bit about happiness, because that word is a very powerful and strong word, and it seems like it was floating around all around me today at some point or another. And it really allowed me just to take a minute to realize why I'm seeing this word, let alone know that this is a strong word that's impactful for me in my life. Because at the end of the day, everything that I'm pushing through, the season that I'm going through of struggle and just navigating my way and figuring out what it is that God has for me as far as God's plan and not my plan, because I have been sailing a course of my plan for the longest time, and that's clearly not working. So I decided to surrender, to answer God and be obedient and to follow His plan based on the signs, the signals, my angels, how they're all communicating to me. And at the end of the day, His plan and the plan that I was trying to navigate on my own led it to the same thing, which is happiness. So the way that I decided to go about doing it, leading to that happiness, was not the right way. So I decided to surrender myself and do it God's way. But at the end of the day, the underlining of all this is making sure that I am extremely happy in what it is that I'm doing and what it is that I'm striving for. And that's all that matters. So more and more, I'm starting to realize that I have to stop caring what other people think. I have to literally take a leap of faith and go all in and believe the direction that God is stirring me in. He would never leave me astray. He would never lead me astray. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. But sometimes the enemy does try to wiggle his way in and put doubt and confusion and fear into place where it cripples me. So I'm really trying to push through it. I know that I'm not the only one going through the season of confusion and just trying to stay on track to what it is that you're destined to do or be. I know loud and clear that God has a lot on my plate as far as what He wants me to become and as far as what He wants me to achieve in my life. And it all boils down to being of service to other people, which I love, because I am someone that loves to help other people, and I have to do it God's way rather than my way. And the more I am still and humble to reading to certain signs and certain messages and come across certain audios and read certain books and podcasts and all the information and knowledge that is sent my way, it all boils down to me helping other people in two areas. So the first one relating to more personal development, which I like to categorize as self-transformation. So literally to help other people transform their lives in identifying who they are at their core, who they choose to be, and how to step in their purpose. And the second part of that is helping people transform physically into the best version of their self by showing up how they want to show up, when it comes to their personal style. So I feel like he wants me to fuse the two of them together, which to me is a unique perspective, which to me is something unique that I don't even think I've seen already before someone do that approach, which for me would be my unique, authentic touch to be of service to the rest of the world. So at the end of the day, guys, I just want to leave you with this. Follow your gut. You know, I can't stress that enough. It's really hard to do so, but follow your gut, follow your intuition, and that will lead you to happiness. Thank you for listening, guys. Make sure to share, follow, and tell a friend. Bye.